Rapid growth of online gambling raises public health alarms. A new study in the Lancet Public Health Commission has claimed that the rapid growth of the online gambling industry carries significant risks and is calling on governments to collaborate on policy responses to mitigate harm. The Lancet Commission's findings show that the surge in online gambling, driven by increased accessibility and legalization, has the potential to pose severe health and social challenges. According to the report, global consumer losses from gambling could escalate to $700 billion by 2028, largely due to the ease of gambling anytime. Legalization brings increased risks in Canada. In Canada, statistics show that nearly two-thirds of adults participated in gambling in 2018, with approximately 300,000 considered at risk of developing serious gambling problems. Since then, things have changed considerably, with the legalization of single-event sports betting in 2021 increasing gambling activity. Ontario's decision to legalize online gambling in 2022 further heightened concerns. Critics likened the move to creating a Wild West environment, with the spread of sports betting advertisements and increased calls to support hotlines. Data from Ontario's Problem Gambling Helpline revealed a jump in monthly calls from 131 before the COVID-19 pandemic to 184 after the legalization of online gambling. Calls for stronger international regulations. The Lancet Commission is arguing for a shift in how governments address gambling. The report advocates prioritizing public health over financial interests and recommends comprehensive population-level strategies. Suggested measures include mandatory ID checks to enforce age restrictions, advertising bans, and self-exclusion systems for players. The Commission also calls for the establishment of independent regulatory bodies and improved consumer protections. It draws parallels between gambling and other regulated activities such as tobacco and alcohol, suggesting that similarly strict controls are necessary to minimize harm. Experts are also pushing for international cooperation, proposing that organizations such as the United Nations address gambling harm as part of global health strategies. Without unified action, the report warns that gambling-related issues will continue to strain public health systems and disrupt social cohesion. Elements within the iGaming industry have dismissed the Lancet's findings as politically motivated and one-sided. They argue that overly strict regulations could negatively affect both operators and players while overlooking potential economic and social benefits.